Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, February 11th, 2018. Pastor Paul Tolberg.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to be looking at something right now on the screen that is a reminder of what you just heard from the Gospel of Mark. It's what you would use like if you have small children at home and you have Bible histories that you read to them, Bible devotions. You will hear God's word reflected in this, but it's not word for word. It's not a translation. It's designed to help children understand, which is why there are pictures up there. Because sometimes the children need something to fix what is being said on their brains. So please, again, your attention.
One day, Jesus took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, with him. The disciple named John was not the same person who baptized Jesus. They went up on a high mountain by themselves to pray. As Jesus was praying, his face became as bright as the sun, and his clothes became as white as light, whiter than anyone on earth could make them. Then Moses and the prophet Elijah appeared. These men had lived on the earth hundreds of years before this. They talked with Jesus about his death, which would soon happen in Jerusalem. As Moses and Elijah were talking with Jesus, Peter said to Jesus, "It is good for us to be here. Let us make three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what he was saying. As Peter was talking, a bright cloud came down and surrounded them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. I am pleased with him. Listen to him." The three disciples were terrified and fell on the ground. Then Jesus touched them and said, "Do not be afraid. Get up." When they looked around, the only one still there was Jesus. Jesus and the three disciples went back down the mountain. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not tell anyone yet about what happened here. I will soon die and then come back to life. After that, you may tell people."
So that's what we're looking at today. It's a rather remarkable event. And there's a couple of things that you and I can take away from this. I picked out for today four things to share to make sure that you and I go away from this day remembering four things particularly associated with the transfiguration. The first thing is that Jesus did not need to suffer and die. See what he did? He went up to a mountain. He opened up the door to heaven. He could have gone home. He could have been like Elijah. He could have been like Enoch, who walked with God, and then he was no more. He could have been like that, but he chose not to do that. He did not have to suffer and die. That was a choice he was going to be making. It's a choice that he continued. He made sure that his disciples knew that that was his task. But you and I need to know he did not have to do that. There's something else that goes on. You don't need name tags to identify people when you're in heaven. I know this is going to put a kind of kibosh on our meet and greet Sunday and all the wonderful work that Elaine does as she gets us set up so that we can understand who each other are and get a little bit better acquainted. But in heaven, there's no need. These guys had never seen Moses and Elijah, and all of a sudden there they are. And they're talking with Jesus, and they know who they are. What an awesome thing that is. So if you know your Bible history just a little bit, think of being able to talk with Adam and Eve. Think of being able to talk with Noah. Think of being able to talk with Daniel in the lion's den and the three men who were thrown into the fiery furnace and they came out, didn't even smell like smoke. I can't even make a campfire without smelling like smoke. And these guys were tossed into a blast furnace and not a single hair of their hair was singed. Wow. Think of that. No name tags. Because in heaven, the Lord knows us in a way that is so phenomenal. And we're told that we will know him as he knows us. Something else happens. You don't have to plan for any buildings. Jesus had no need for building plans, no need for architects. Peter thought so. He thought, well, that's a good idea here, Lord. We've got to set up some tents here for you. But in heaven, there is no need for that. Jesus did not need buildings to plan and something else. Jesus did not need any programs by man. That was all what Peter is all about. He's all about the programs, make sure that all the people get here, set up all the things, make sure it's all here. Peter was all about making a big club, a great big club. Wouldn't that be cool, Lord? We're going to have everybody come here. It's so awesome. You're so awesome. I'm just overwhelmed with how cool this is. And then God steps in and he interrupts Peter. He says, no. This is my son whom I love. Listen to him. Oh, so he didn't need to suffer and die. He didn't need name tags to identify. He didn't need buildings to plan. And he didn't need any programs that man invented. No, but there is something else that he wanted. And that's the four things I want you to see now. Jesus wants the sin debts gone. So although he didn't have to suffer and die, he wanted us in heaven. And his love is what moved him to shut the door of heaven and to walk back down that mountain and to go with his disciples. And he was explaining to them on the way down the mountain, I'm going to suffer and die and rise from the dead. And then they understood, not because you have to, because you could escape all that. But you're going to do it because it's what needs to be done. Something else. He wants believers home. He doesn't want just Moses and Elijah in heaven. He wants you and me in heaven. He wants us and our families and our friends and our next door neighbors and our coworkers and even that jerk across the street and even that really lousy person who just cut you off when you're driving. He wants every soul with him in heaven. And that's not going to happen unless he continues on his way to the cross to pay for all the sin debt and guarantee that believers get to come home with him. Because he does keep his promise. Moses is there. Elijah is there. And one day, I will be there. So will you. Trusting in Jesus Christ, my goodness. We have quite the party getting ready for us. Until that time, he wants us on a mission. Notice how he almost doesn't even listen or pay attention to anything that Peter says. Peter is all about setting up shop, making sure that people will come to him. And Jesus, for 3 years, Jesus has been saying, go out, go out, go out, and they still didn't get it. He wants us on that mission. The mission of taking the good news that your sins are gone and getting it out into the world. There are families that are incredibly hurt that need to hear that good news. There are couples that are going through terrible struggles and they need to hear that good news that the God of all wisdom and power and all love is on their side and he wants to bless them now and into the future. That's the mission that we're on. How do you get out that mission? He wants us to listen. Listen. That's what he wants. God's word is what has all of this captured inside of it. God's word is what he wants us to listen to. The word made flesh, wrapped in cloths and placed in a manger. The word made flesh, walking through this whole area of the Middle East, healing people, casting out demons, calming storms, and raising the dead. This person is what it's all about. He wants us on a mission, and he wants us to go out, and he wants us to make sure that people understand that he is about saving the world. Not just us in this room. Not just us watching online for the moment. The ones who are not here. So how do you get to those people? Wherever the Lord puts you, that's where you are, and that's what you do. Where you are at, that's where you start. Start with your family. Start with your friends. Start with your fellow workers at work. Figure out a way to share this good news. It's not about being afraid. Jesus revealed who he really was. He really is God in the flesh. You know what that means? That means that he is here right now. I don't know if he's back by Mike. I don't know if he's sitting up in the front pew. I don't know where he is right now, but I know he's here because he said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And we serve a God who never breaks a promise, never forgets to keep his word. So Jesus wants us to listen. He knows that it's really hard. He knows that we get discouraged. He knows that every now and then the tears cloud our eyes and the troubles of this world come along, and they are just so big and so overwhelming. He says, remember that moment when I let you see who I really am. I'm not a helpless person on an equal par with Elijah and Moses. No, I am the God of gods. I am the Lord of lords, and I love you to pieces. Trust me. My plan is to get you in heaven. That's why my Father says, listen. In his name, so let us live. Amen.